The head football coach at Rockwall Heath, the Wildcats' opponent Friday night at Prim Stadium, is Mickey Moss, a 1979 graduate of Sulphur Springs High School. He's been the Hawks' head coach since 2007. He had good success earlier at South Garland and also coached at Hamburg, Arkansas, and Austin High. I talked with Coach Moss about his team this year and the Wildcats.
We're very young. I believe we've got three offensive players back and two defensive players back. And we got a lot of kids, first-time varsity action.
First time they've ever been on a varsity, so.
So it's, you know, we're very similar. We lost 24 seniors. I think we only had a roster of about 35, so there wasn't a whole lot coming back. So be two young teams, so sounds like, on Friday night.
Yeah, I've even mentioned, you know, I think our team equipment sponsor has become Play School because we're so young and just, but I feel very good about the talent we have. The question is with youth is, adversity, dealing with adversity on a Friday night, execution. I think effort's going to be great. I think the other thing we struggle with at times with younger kids, is just consistency on emotion, you know, being able to bring an intensity level. But, you know, we've got a lot of good young talent. I think we can be a good team. I think we can compete for a district championship despite the youth on our team. I really believe in our kids. I think we've got some talent and some good players, it's fun coaching those young kids, so it's going to be interesting.
Have you seen much of Sulphur Springs? Have you scouted them or anything?
We have. It looks like defensively they've decided we're going to utilize what speed we have, and we're just going to try to create havoc for the offense. And the type of front they're running right now is with manning up straight across the board and bringing heat off the edges every play and trying to create penetration up the middle. I mean, that creates some problems for offenses. You know, offensively, just they're steady, consistent. I know, it's hard to replace the quarterback they lost last year and prior. He was a very, very special player. But it looks like, you know, they're doing a good job of running the ball downhill in the inside zone plays, and the quarterbacks, you know, they're doing a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. So, you know, I think we're both, it's going to tell us, I don't know how much about our team, but it's just going to begin to reveal what we need to be doing and how far we're away from where we need to be to both, you know, what we want to do is win our district and get in the playoffs and make a long run. And, you know, you can do it with young kids. It's just they got to be special kids. And sometimes it's also a little bit of luck.
KSST Sports.